everybody. I know what you're thinking. Here goes Laura again doing another interview about Guitar Hero and Guitar Hero 3 and guitars. And, you know, I just can't get enough. And I always think that maybe you can't get enough. But this isn't about Guitar Hero. This is actually about what Guitar Hero is playing on behind me, which I'm not sure how well it portrays on camera, but it's a dome. It's as though you took the globe and cut it in half, right? And now you're projecting the screen on what's the company called?
Z-Dome. Z-Dome.
And tell me a little bit about the construction and how it works and what the benefits are of it.
Well, the benefits, we started out actually in simulation training for aerospace industry.
Okay.
Right. So
big, huge domes, I would imagine.
Right. And this is slightly shrunk down. This is 60 inches, 5 feet across. Typically on something like this in the Sims environment, we'd use three separate projectors and blend the image together. We're using a single projector here. We can scale this thing any way, shape, or form, size-wise, customize it. We're working on a sit-down console version for video conferencing and gaming, which we'll have at Infocom in June this year.
Very cool. And so the benefit of it, like if I want it in my home, is it just immersive, or is it the quality better, or how would you really sell your product?
Well, it's both of those. It's immersive if you want it to be. Standing inside that area up close,
yeah.
It's immersive.
Yeah.
And as far as it becomes almost, I don't want to say three-dimensional, but it definitely has depth due to the fact that it's a hemisphere and it's got a concave type effect which goes in. So if you stand 15, 20 feet away, it gives you much more compelling than an LCD would ever be capable of.
That's awesome. Now, you mentioned that normally there would be, it's rear projected, so normally there would be three projectors coming from the rear. So if I wanted this in my home, does that mean I need to have a room that can sort of handle that amount of space? How big do I need?
Interestingly enough, up until we came to this show, we weren't sure it was a good fit. After speaking with some of the majors here that came by and saw this, I made a phone call this morning. We're going to do a consumer-type version, which is going to be quite affordable, and it's going to, you know, shrink this down and make probably 220 wraparound and we're going to get it to a very compelling price, yeah.
And how big, what would the size of that dome be in terms of, like, inches?
Well, we'll probably chop the top off, to be honest with you.
Okay.
And if you picture, like I say, a wraparound pair of shades, single projector, yeah. And
single projector. Now, would that drop the quality down? You'll just sort of figure out a way to make it work?
The projector we're using right here is an off-the-shelf. It's not a Christie Digital or a Barco upper-end $40,000 or $50,000 projector. It's a $1,200 projector you're seeing here. So we do all the evaluations in advance, make sure the quality is always built in. So we would never put anything out that's not going to be the top.
Of course you don't. Of course you don't. Now, we're using it for video games, but, you know, you can use it for normal television viewing,
absolutely.
Movies.
Yeah. The projector itself is totally usable for that, and so is the dome itself.
I love it. It's like you're stepping into the game. I love it. So you are coming out with a consumer version. Where can people find it? How can they keep up with whatever Z-Dome is doing?
Well, we do have a website, z-dome.com. And we'll keep you everybody posted because we're going to do it.
All right, well, thank you very much, everyone. Check out z-dome.com. I'm going to go step into the dome. All right, so first-hand experience, what do you think of the Z-Dome? Pros, cons?
I like it a lot. It's really nice and immersive.
Yeah.
The only thing is, it'd probably be nicer if they had the other projectors they have.
Right, but you know these union people, they won't let them have three projectors. Goddamn GDC.
Seriously. I know exactly how it is.
And what about you? What are your thoughts on the Z-Dome? Would you buy it at your house? Do you want to live in the dome?
I would love to live in the dome. I'd invite my friends over and we'd all hang out together in it.
It is pretty cool, and it's one of a kind as far as I've seen, right?
Yeah, I've never seen anything like it before.
You don't even need to look at the screen.
No, not at all.
He's amazing. But we're not talking about Guitar Hero.